insurance runs out there for farming right now.
Third base with one out only yet. So on the play, Taylor Foray goes to third. Schrader at first. Still only one out. And Kyle Zierden. Zierden so far today, 1-for-4. Ready on the mound, Eric Terrace. Runners take their leads at first and third, and Zierden takes a strike call, 0-1. Nice pitch. The ball's one strike. 4-3 Farming, top of the ninth. Eric Terrace sets on the mound and comes home. Pitch out, nothing going there by Farming, and one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Spring Hill maybe thought a little bit of a squeeze was on, or
they're not going to get him moving here.
Tyler Schrader takes the lead at first. 1-1, and Zierden takes a mighty cut, and he misses. And strike two. One ball, two strikes. One and two. 4-3 Farming here, top of the ninth. Eric Terrace ready on the mound. The right-hander comes home, and this has popped up in the infield. Back on the grass now, Jamie Terrace at short. Makes the catch for the out. And two down. So two outs. Taylor Foray still at third. Over at first, Tyler Schrader. And here's Cody Foray.
Nobody was going to go up with the batting ring on there yet.
Cody Foray, 4-for-4 today. Four singles. Stolen base. And he steps into the batter's box. With two outs, Eric Terrace working from the stretch, and Foray takes high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Terrace stepping off that pitching rubber, and back to first goes Tyler Schrader. Terrace looks down to Nathan Terrace. Here comes his pitch, and Foray, chopper on the ground to third. It goes off of Anthony Reberman's glove to throw to first. Safe at first, says the base umpire. And an error on Reberman allows the second run to score here in the ninth inning.
Huge run for the Flames. Yeah, he just bobbled it a little bit there, and he almost had a play at first base yet. Was very close. I didn't know what the umpire was going to call on that one.
So Taylor Foray scores. Tyler Schrader ends up on second. Here's Brad Mergen. Pitch outside to Brad. And 1-0. Taylor Foray is going to go get loose again for the Farming Flames. One ball, no strikes to Mergen. Harris's pitch, a little bit low, and 2-0. Two runs here in the ninth inning for Farming. That 6-7-8 hitter is due up for Spring Hill in the bottom of the ninth inning. You almost wonder, do you leave Kyle Zierden in the bottom of the ninth? Here's a swing and a miss by Brad Mergen. Strike one. Two balls, one strike.
I really think you give him that chance. 6-7-8, I think you do. But they're going to have Foray warmed up in case.
Two balls, one strike. Here's his pitch. Here's a ground ball down the first base line. They're saying foul ball. The home plate umpire did. And two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. second. It's Tyler Schrader at first. Cody Perret. Brad Mergen at the plate. The count 2-2. Two runs in here in the ninth inning. Two outs. Eric Karras, the right-hander, delivers. And the pitch a little bit high and the count full at 3-2. On deck for Farming, Ethan Navarchil. Five to three, Farming with the lead. The runners will be off here on 3-2. Harris delivers, and Mergen squibs it to second. Cheetah up with it. Herder over to first. 4-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for Farming here in the ninth inning. But they come up with two runs on two hits. There was an error and two left on base. Eight and a half innings, Farming 5. And Spring Hill 3, more to come in a minute on KSN.
Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the need may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
North American Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are changing to serve you better because everything we do serves a single purpose, to keep the promise to take care of our customers today, tomorrow, and into the future. As we grow and innovate, that will never change. With Grinnell Mutual Insurance, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Breitbach, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 877-254-3191 today.
Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. KASM.
Bottom of the ninth, 5-3. Farming leading Spring Hill. We're set to go here as it'll be Anthony Reverman, Carter Cheetah, and Brent Terrace, the scheduled hitters for Spring Hill.
Still off for Spring Hill at the bottom of the ninth. Third baseman number one. Anthony Reverman
so far today, 0-3 against Kyle Dearden.
This is an elimination game, so the loser's season will come to an end.
You bet. And here's Reverman fouling it down the third baseline. The count 0-2 or 1-1 here?
I thought it was 1-1. Well, maybe it's 0-2. He called that first one a strike.
As Reverman fights off another pitch. I think it is 0-2. It is 0-2. Reverman, a chopper down the third baseline, fouled again. And the count stays 0-2 to Reverman. No balls, two strikes to Anthony. Kyle Dearden delivers fastball. That's fouled back and out of play by Reverman. And that one bounces right over a vehicle and into the alfalfa.
That was close.
That was close to another job for Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Dearden's 0-2. The shot to third. Navarchil in. Throws to first on the run. 5-3 on the putout of Anthony Reverman. One down.
Second baseman, number 19, Carter Cheetah.
And Carter Cheetah to the plate. Carter so far today, 0-1. He came, or make it 0-3. 0-3 for Carter. Against Dearden, pitch inside a ball, 1-0. Kyle Dearden kicks and delivers curveball right there. Strike one, 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. 5-3, bottom of the ninth, one out. Fastball, Cheeto will follow this back and out of play. As that bounces up into the road ditch, just short of another hubcap. And one ball, two strikes. Cheeto will take the next offering from Kyle Zierden outside, a ball, and 2-2. The lefty delivers, and Cheeto just staying alive as he fouls it at the plate. The count at 2-2 yet. Carter Cheeto, big kid. Going to be a senior at Melrose. Zierden's pitch. Here's a ground ball. Slowly hit the second. Mitchell Thielen in on the grass. Plays it cleanly on the first 4-3 on the foot out of Cheeto. So two down and Brent Terris to the plate for the Chargers.
Left fielder number two, Brent Terris.
Brent, 1-for-3 today. Again, following our ball game today, we'll get the rosary, inspirational selection if we can, and then we'll be back for our fourth game, Meyer Grove and New Munich. Terris, a line drive. One hop to Taylor Perret. Strong throw across the diamond. 6-3 on the putout. And that'll do it. The Chargers done here in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Your final score today, it was Farming 5 and Spring Hill 3. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Wrap this one up. Name our Albany and Richmond A&W player of the game in 2 minutes on KAFN.
Looking for good home cooking? Then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a noon special. Serve Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Head to the Sportsman's Den on Saturdays from 5 until 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book a day that fits your event. Plus, mark your calendars for Billy D and the Crystals on October 27th and the Shaw Band on December 8th at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the need may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
North American Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are changing to serve you better because everything we do serves a single purpose, to keep the promise to take care of our customers today, tomorrow, and into the future. As we grow and innovate, that will never change. With Grinnell Mutual Insurance, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Breitbach, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 877-254-3191 today.
Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Don and Randy back at Schlaper Brothers Field here in Farming as our game has gone final today, 5-3, Farming with the win over Spring Hill. Chargers season is done, Don. And
yes, it is, and it puts Farming in that game against St. Martin next week on Saturday, our first game at 12 noon. Keep themselves alive here because the loser is going to be done.
Interesting ball game because Farming took a 2-0 lead, then a 3-0 lead. Spring Hill came back with two runs in the sixth inning, making it 3-2. They tied it in the eighth, and it seemed like the Chargers had the momentum
I
there, didn't
so
they?
I thought so, too. It really did, but you can let them down a little bit there. I think Farming come back there right away in the top of the ninth and just kind of teed off on Eric Terris a little bit, and clutch hitting.
Yeah.
Big time clutch hitting.
Absolutely.
For the Farming Flames today, so you got to tip your hats to Farming. They come up when it was big for them.
They'll play the second weekend in their own region. And Don, you got some line scores for us?
Yes, I do. For the Farming Flames today, they had 5 runs and 9 hits. Didn't commit an error and left 9 on base. For Spring Hill, 3 runs and 7 hits. They committed 3 errors and left 5 on base. So your final today, Farming 5, Spring Hill Chargers 3.
which advances Farming to play St. Martin next Saturday at noon.
Talk a little bit about the winning pitcher, Kyle Zierden, a complete game for Zierden, and we've seen a bunch of complete games now in this tournament, and Zierden has seemed pretty in control today, didn't he?
Absolutely. First six innings has thrown a no-hitter, our first five innings, I should say. And 3-4-5, they got two runs off of him in the sixth inning, and that's when they got four hits off of him. But up till then, he hadn't given up a hit, and he only gave up seven hits in the complete game, so he scattered the hits pretty well. And like Spring Hill, they were in the ballgame. They scored a run in the bottom of the eighth, yet they had their chance to score more.
All right, the loss will go to Eric Terrace in relief for the Spring Hill Chargers. We are going to take another break. We're going to give you a rosary. Joyful Inspirations coming up. We want to name our Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game. And Don, I think this guy is deserving of it today. Spent a lot of time behind the plate, blocking some balls, but also pretty impressive at the plate.
Five times on base today, 4-for-5, 40 for Ray. Did a nice job. He was warming up in the later innings. No, that wasn't totally.
That was Taylor.
Tell you what, he did an impressive job and to play.
You bet. So congratulations, Cody. You can enjoy that Player of the Game certificate from Albany and Richmond A&W.